From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, and I'm so happy to be with you this morning. It's so great to have you along, and to also have filling in for Lisa DeMattis-Lepore today, Beth Connor, who is the Chief Administrative Officer of The Connection. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Ian. Nice to see you.
Nice to talk with you as well. And I'm so excited because a lot of times on this program, we get into some heavy stuff, right? And this stuff is heavy, but it's not heavy in what most of our listeners are probably accustomed to. This is heavy and it's good for the heart. And that's the way that I'd like to introduce our next guest, who has recently debuted a beautiful book called I Hug You in My Heart, April Goff Brown. Thank you so much for being here on this program today. I'm so excited to talk about your book. And I also want to mention that it's illustrated by Jean Conway. So this was your big week, April. I've been watching you on Facebook. You've been talking about the book, and now it's here in its flesh and blood.
It is here. It is so exciting to know that it's now widely available.
And this is your first children's book, correct?
It is. It's been a story. It's a very personal story. And it's been in the making for about 8 years, and it came about because my now 16-year-old granddaughter had asked me one morning when she was visiting, and she says to me, Nana, do you ever forget me when I'm not here? And after I picked up my jaw off the floor, because I just could not believe that a child would think that way, we had a conversation, and that question stayed with me all of this time, knowing that one day I would write a book about it. It took a long time.
Those are sometimes some of the best things. I know I, too, am a grandmother. I have a 9-year-old granddaughter that unfortunately lives in Texas. But, you know, Beth, and you know, April, when I go out to Texas or when she comes here, like in your book, we try to make the best of it. We like to cook. We like to snuggle. We like to watch shows together and to do arts and crafts. So much of what you encompassed in this book and what that you do have done with your granddaughter and what I can still see you doing with your other granddaughter on Facebook today, it really resonated with me because those are their memories, right? And let's face it, that's what we want to create for our little ones, especially when they're a grandkid. It's just so special. It's hard to explain.
When you finally get there to grandparenthood, that you get it. And what has been really interesting is everyone that I that has seen it, that is a grandparent, has said, I wrote their story. I wrote their story over and over and over again, which feels wonderful.
Does it have a special meaning, April, because of COVID? You know, how many grandparents haven't been able to see their grandchildren? So what is the message there?
Absolutely. When I had written it, I sent it out for publishing in January of last year, when I had written it, it was hard enough for families when parents moved away because they relocated due to jobs and all of that. But when COVID hit, that it is even more difficult because it's been over a year where families have not seen each other. They've not been able to do the hugging. And thankfully, there's technology that allows them to see one another, at least virtually. But that's the other part, is that it's so timely because it has been a long time since grandchildren have been able to spend time with grandparents.
Absolutely. And I also want to mention, again, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with April Goff Brown, and we're talking about the book that I have in my hands here, and I hope that you will check it out. In April, shortly, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell folks where they can get this. And the name of the book, the title of the book is I Hug You in My Heart. The illustrations by Jean Conway are just fantastic, and also a Mom's Choice Award winner already, which means that they've honored the excellence in the publication of this book. So where can people find this book?
Well, it is available at online retailers, whichever one you choose. I know that Amazon has it. Barnes & Noble is now carrying it. I also have it available through my website, and if somebody were to buy it through me, I would then autograph it and send it out. And that website are my initials, AGB, author, all one word, so it's agbauthor.com.
agbauthor.com. So again, Beth, right. I've been following April. I follow her because she's just multi-layered, this woman, okay? She also has a line of jewelry. A jewelry line. Are you still doing that, April?
I still am, yep. And I've also expanded into gifts for heart-centered coaches. So it's really been fun.
And what is the name of your jewelry line?
Simple. You kept my name, April B. Jewelry.
Wow, you got to check that out, too. It's really, really pretty stuff. And she uses just such great stones, and it looks so pretty, and it feels so good. So, and I follow you because you've often got your other granddaughter, Olivia, who's over at your house,
yes.
And you two look like you have so much fun. I wondered if she ever, like, went home.
For a while there, she didn't. When COVID hit last year, she was doing school here 5 days a week, and so my son Jason joked that should start paying his child support. because she went home for the weekend, pretty much. Now she's here twice a week, 2 days a week, and that ends at the end of the month because school for her will return full-time come the beginning of May. But, yeah, she's here a lot. It's been wonderful. And Zoe, the little girl in the book, is actually a combination of both Olivia and Kayla, that there are things that are special to each of them. And she just thought it was the greatest thing ever to have a book where she was in it.
That
is great. I bet. I was wondering what she thought of that.
Yeah, she thought it was the best thing. And there are things in the book, it says how Zoe likes Nana to sing her to sleep. And that was Kayla all the time. And yet in that same scene, there's Zoe is seen holding a little stuffed dog. And that is exactly the little stuffed dog that Olivia slept with since her great-grandmother gave it to her.
And read it to your grandchild or read it to your young child. It doesn't even have to be your grandchild. I could see this, you know, being read in a classroom. Everybody can relate. You know, Beth, I'm sure you had a special relationship with one or both of your grandmothers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And those memories you hold dear, whatever they might be, you know, something special mm-hmm. that you did with them or, you know, something they cooked or something, some time that they spent with you. And this can bridge those relationships, you know, these types of stories and books and how wonderful and how heartwarming. And we all need a little heartwarming these days.
Absolutely. I got to share a funny story with you. So I have this theory that when you have two grandmothers, that one's the fun one and one's the not so fun one. That's just been from people that I've spoken to and from personal experience, I will speak. So, you know, I had my dad's mom who, you know, we had to get dressed to the nines, go to church and just sit on her couch. And, you know, she had one channel on a TV that we got to watch every now and then in black and white. And it's funny because my parents for Christmas, they bought her this hourglass and they turn it over and they'd say, okay, when all the sand goes down, that's when we'll be going back home. And I remember my brothers and sisters, when they weren't watching, pounding on that thing, trying to get the sand to go through quicker so we could get the hell out of there. You know. And then the other grandmother, she would just say, make a mess, do whatever you want. It was just, I was a free spirit. And that's, those are the memories that I cherish. You know, we didn't have a lot of money, but the things that we did do, whether I made a mess in the kitchen or whatever it was, I'll just never forget that. Just such a great relationship.
You know, it is. And so she and I, well, both with any of the grandkids, we're busy all the time. And when they finally go home, I take a nap because I'm worn out. And their grandfather is more the disciplinarian about, what are you doing? Why are you doing it this way? And Olivia now, when he talks, she just gives him this look. He knows she's not paying attention to anything that he has to say. And what she says to anybody about her father is that Papa makes her laugh. He's a funny guy. Even when he's being serious, he's a funny guy. That's her quote.
Speaking of your husband, so I want to read the dedication page in the book. Again, we're speaking with April Goff Brown. Remember that Brown part. And the name of the book is I Hug You in My Heart. And here's the dedication page. To my husband, Lou, with deep gratitude for his unwavering love and support, and especially to Kayla and Olivia, who are the inspiration for this story. So when I had contacted April, it was just, was it yesterday? Yes. Yesterday. And I said, could you come on the show and talk about your book? And I said, the only unfortunate piece is that I don't have the book. So do you know what happened, Beth? Her husband, and this is the big reveal. Guess who he is?
Who is he?
Lou Brown. Lou Brown. Downtown Lou Brown is what we used to call him at NBC Connecticut Channel 30. And there he was. On my front doorstep, we had a chance to, you know, there's another one of those hugs that I just wanted to give so badly, but again, we can't. And Lou hand-delivered this book, and Lou is April's longtime partner and husband. And so when she talks about, you know, he gives Olivia this look, I can see that look that he used to give all of us, and it's harmless. It really is. But he was talking, April, when he dropped off the book yesterday, about Olivia, and he just said, my heart. It's my heart. His granddaughters are his heart, both of them. He just talked, you know, so fondly. And that's really what life is about. And that's why we're so blessed to have this opportunity. And for you to share your experiences with everybody is just such a gift.
Oh, thank you. It is. It has been truly the biggest blessing. And where many grandparents, I would probably say most, have not had the chance to spend time with their grandchildren, I've been really fortunate that Olivia's been here weekly because I've been participating in her virtual education. She spends 2 days a week in my studio with me, and she's on her laptop doing school, and I'm busy doing whatever it is that I'm doing. So we've been very, very fortunate. And for Lou, because we have grandchildren from his daughters, he's had most time with Olivia, and it has just been sunshine for him.
These are memories that really shape us too. You know, it's more than just things that we think about. It shapes who we are. And then it shapes who we are when we become grandparents, right? So it's just, you know, it's a part of life that not everybody has the honor and the privilege to experience. And but how wonderful that you've put it into words and other people, you know, can share that gift. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It was really it was wonderful. And you're so right about the memories, is that Kayla now lives in South Carolina, and we haven't seen her in a number of years now because they're not traveling. And yet the memories that she continues to share when we speak and when we text back and forth, that I know that it's there. So even though it's been an absence, it doesn't change that love and the hugging that's inside the heart.
So, April, is Lou there?
No, he's not.
He took off again.
He's busy being Lou, doing stuff, you know? He can't stay home on a nice day. Put him in his
sports
car, and he doesn't want to stay home.
That's true. I saw that on social media, too. Was it last year that he bought himself a sports car?
He did. He finally got it after many years on his bucket list. So he's got this bright yellow sports car that he finally was able to take out today.
Good for him.
Well, he's earned it. And for those of you that are listening, I'm sure there's not many who don't remember Lou Brown, who was just one of the best reporters that, you know, this state has ever had, did his homework, had his relationships. You knew when Lou Brown was out on the crime beat, you were going to come back with the whole story and a little bit more than that, because he had just so many connections and such a, you know, just such a good reporter, and hit that beat that city beat in Hartford each and every day. I mean, the guy works so hard. And while it was so sad to see him, how long has he been retired now?
21 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think he probably retired right about the time that I left.
Yeah,
that's about when I left, yeah.
Yeah, he left the station in 2000 and left the business behind then. So it had done a number on him because mm-hmm. he cared so much. But it's been great. He's enjoyed this new phase and getting very involved in the community, and he needed to do that.
Absolutely. He earned his stripes, that's for sure. And you know, it does take a toll on you. When you're out there, people think, I think one of the misconceptions that a lot of people have is that television news is a glamorous job.
Uh-huh.
And you know, that you just, and it's not. Especially when you're a reporter. You know, you get out there, you're riding around in a car, you're chasing this, you're chasing that. You're putting yourself in dangerous situations oftentimes. You're sticking microphones in people's faces that don't want to talk to you. I mean, the stories go on and on and on and on, but that's what you do, and that's what you are expected to do. So you imagine someone like Lou doing that day in and day out for so many years, it does take a toll on you. And the other toll, I think, that I'll speak from my experience, what was even more interesting is as you get more senior in your trade of being mm-hmm. a broadcaster, and mm-hmm. you have a lot of younger people then kind of suggesting how you do it. You become a veteran, but then you have other people that are maybe a little less experienced kind of telling you how to do your job. It didn't bode well for me, I'll tell you. So I don't miss it. But anyway,
no,
we're getting off
either.
Topic. That's okay.
Yeah.
No. And I just wonder, you know, I'm so glad that you've been able to enjoy, because then you retired shortly after he did, correct?
Well, I worked for many years afterwards. I retired in 2017.
Okay.
So I'm very happy that we had the chance to figure it out before COVID hit. Otherwise, we might have driven each other crazy mm-hmm. being home, but we've been able to work that out successfully. So after 40 years, I guess we should be able to figure that out.
Sure, and you've been busy between jewelry and writing. Have you written other books too, April?
I was a participating author in a book that came out last June, or last summer, called The Great Pause, which was a collaborative of 30 different authors about their experiences during the early days of COVID. And it's called The Great Pause, and it was a real interesting process to write about that. Those are the only two books, and I've got a couple of more up the sleeve and in my mind, and one has been drafted, so I'm hopeful that another one will get out there before the end of the year.
Oh, that's great. Are you going to give us any tips? Are they children's books, or?
These would still be children's books. One of them, I've been listening to a lot of the comments that Olivia makes with her friends and some of the things that really bother her and so on. And so one of them is tentatively titled, I'm Not a Mean Girl, because we know that girls oftentimes grow up to be mean girls. And so it's really about perspective taking and friendship and learning to understand how others might be feeling. And so that one has been drafted. It's a little bit more work to do before I start to send it out.
Oh, but how insightful.
Yes.
Were you a therapist in your career?
I spent 30 years working in the youth development field, developing and managing programs. So yeah, it is really the stories that I have in mind are all around that. About mindset development and growing up to be the best little person that you can be, so that maybe children won't grow up with quite as much baggage as we all carry with us in our adulthood, because I think we all carry it.
Yeah, you can
tell, I don't.
You.
No, you know what I tell people? No, I'm mm-hmm. kidding. I tell people you can have baggage, but it's got to fit in the overhead compartment.
Okay. Yeah, so we
get it? You know, when you're flying, when you're on an airplane, it's got to fit in that little cubbyhole. April, I wanted to ask you too. I think there are a lot of us, I can speak for myself. I've always thought about writing a book. I've always thought about, you know, maybe somebody might find this or that interesting. What is your advice to people out there who say, you know, maybe I should do this? You talked about how long it took you to get to this point. What's your advice for folks that have been thinking about it?
You know, I jumped in without thinking, so don't do that. It's a long process. You might need to consider doing self-publishing, particularly if it's an adult-focused book. A child's book is really hard because you need an illustrator, and the illustrator is critical because he or she helps tell the story just by looking at the photos. And then there's the design and the cover design and a layout and selecting fonts. And so it's really a very complex process. I think for more of an adult focused book, there are, consultants that will help shape the story with you, shape the narrative, and then doing some self-publishing and publishing it via many are then making sure it gets on Amazon is probably the way to go. I tried the self-publishing route and I was overwhelmed. So I ended up with a publisher. There are many of them that are now, they call them hybrid publishers. And so there is an upfront cost for the author to see the book through so that the publisher takes less of a risk, because your main publishers aren't selecting unsolicited manuscripts. So I would join the Facebook groups out there for authors. If it's a children's book, there are author and illustrator groups to learn from, and to do that kind of homework before you jump in.
Okay, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Yes. The name of the book, again, is I Hug You in My Heart, and it is written by April Goff Brown, illustrated by Gene Conway. And again, you can get this, as you mentioned, any online store retailer, right, April?
Right.
And it just came out this week, so as we like to say, it's hot off the press. And please, because you can you give Mr. Downtown Lou Brown a big hug for me tonight?
I will.
All right? Again, on this book, I Hug You in My Heart. Right. April Goff Brown, thank you.
Thank you.
It was great to meet you, April. Thank you so much.
You too.
For what
thank
you do.
You. Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
And we want to thank all of you. I hope you enjoyed hearing the backstory to this wonderful publication as much as we did. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.